Natalie asked me, you really want me to read the whole of the 13th chapter? And not having checked how long it was, I said, yes. You want us to do what? It's the same question the disciples had that night in the upper room. You want us to do what? Peace and praise, reconciliation and delight. These are the purposes of God. Thus writes Rowan Williams in Tokens of Trust. These beautiful poetic words draw us into the mystery, the deep triune mystery of our God. And they beckon us forward to the coming kingdom. Peace and praise, reconciliation and delight. These are the purposes of God. After such a promising beginning, we listen carefully for what word comes next. And the next word is but. But. After such a promising beginning that peace and praise and reconciliation and delight are the purposes of God, Williams writes, but. Peace is God's purpose. Peace is God's gift and goal. But peace is scarcely evident in our world. So God wages peace by taking a body and taking a towel and taking a cross. Christ washes us into a share of His peace with God the Father. This foot washing scene in John 13, with Peter giving Jesus grief and Judas giving Jesus hell, that scene is a microcosm of the whole conflictual biblical story. And at the center of that story, at the center of that microcosm, is not violence, but peace. Not our withdrawal from Jesus' touch, but His contact with us. Remember, Williams writes, Christianity is contact before it is a message. Let's be honest. Contact makes us squeamish. It makes us squeamish about this ritual. My hands? Your feet? No thanks. And you might feel the same. And in that refusal of contact, in the distance that that refusal creates, lies the space for our aggressions and our defenses, lies the possibility of our striking or withdrawing, our lashing out or our closing off. Contact says yes and amen to God's purpose, God's peace. God's incarnate Son walking triune peace straight into the midst of a violent world. And because God's Spirit is at work, our share in Christ's peace with the Father, our share in that peace, is not a story we understand, but is instead a chain of custody, a history of contact, a series of hands washing feet through the ages. So tonight, I am moved to remember one who washed my feet on at least two of these occasions at the Ecclesia Project, our brother Brian Logan. With smiling eyes, gentle but firm hands, he washed my feet. I offered him a foot. One was fine, I thought. More than enough contact for one evening. But Brian was unhurried, thorough, meticulous in his loving service of me, in his loving following of the example of Jesus Christ. And as I was reflecting on it over the last month, I've come to see that Brian's excruciatingly slow way of washing feet was a true sign act of God's patient purposing of peace in God's world. But Brian's embodied witness was more than just that. Quoting Williams one last time, contact with human beings who have received the breath of Jesus' life. Contact with human beings who have received Jesus' Spirit is contact with Jesus. At these basins, with these signs, through this discomforting contact, Jesus touches us. Touches us with God's peace. Touches us as God's peace. Thanks be to God. Let the people say, Amen.